I'm Alan Lytle with a WUKY News in-depth report. Footwear is important for any athlete, and when it comes to the equine world, there's an age-old saying, no foot, no horse. There's a lot that goes into making sure horses are properly equipped. And WUKY's Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman recently paid a visit to the Kentucky Horse Shoeing School.
Everybody's been looked at. Our timers are ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, begin. This is the second go-round of 3 go-rounds. Today is the draft. Today's discipline is obviously draft horses, but it's agricultural-style shoeing. They'll all get scores accordingly.
This weekend, the school is hosting the 2019 World Horseshoeing Classic, and consequently, the 40-acre campus, roughly half an hour from downtown Lexington, is teeming. Competitors and spectators have travelled from all over the world, and enormous trucks from everywhere in the States and Canada fill the parking lot and have overflowed onto the verges of the driveway. Travis Smith, a shoer on the American Farriers team, tells me competitions like this are crucial.
It's important for education, so we use this as one of our tools to learn. So you're on a four-man team, and we get together for practices, so we're amongst other farriers, and we get to bounce ideas off and have people check our work and tell us where we're missing and what we need to do to improve. And then we get to come to the competition and show what we've learned as a group.
The classic spans 4 days, and Judge Bob Pethick explains the scoring system.
It always comes down to basics. Whether it's a local state competition or an international competition, it's always judged on the basics. The foot prep is the number one score, and then shoe and fit, and then nailing and finishing.
Pethick is one of 3 judges and spends the day mingling amongst the spectators, farriers and supporters, watching and assessing the competitors at work in the crowded forge. 5 teams of 4 blacksmiths compete at a time, each assigned a horse and a burning hot fire. Astoundingly, as I watch them trim the hooves, then fit and nail red-hot steel shoes to the horse's feet, I learn that
there's no regulation. Anybody that wants to can go out and just start working on horses' feet.
Sarah Taylor is executive director of the Kentucky Horseshoeing School and confirms this, and also cites it as one of the reasons she and her husband Mitch Taylor founded the school in 1978.
The United States is probably the only developed nation that has no regulation for farriers. All the other developed nations have pretty strict regulations that require a particular number of years of training and licensure. But in the U.S., there's no training requirement, no licensure requirement. So because of that, at the school, we really promote volunteer certification. And people can be certified through the American Farriers Association, who is our overseeing agency. It is voluntary, but it is a standard. And so that's what we hope to promote.
Smith, on the American Farriers team, is a graduate of the school.
I think the schooling is wonderful. It gives you a great base for your anatomy, your understanding of how the job works. They'll even do a little bit of business work for you so that you understand how to even run a business. And I think it's a great base. It gives you a great way to be an asset to a farrier as an apprentice. Because you have that base of knowledge, and then as you go through your apprenticeship, you'll just get better and better.
The campus is comprised of 3 individual shops, 2 classrooms and a welding shop, and also provides on-site accommodation. The students learn their craft on cadavers' legs and feet before advancing to live horses. Taylor estimates,
we probably go through about 100 tons of coal a year. It's just hard to even say how many shoes we go through and how much steel. I mean, thousands of pounds of steel. And we have companies that donate shoes to us, so we go through at least a full pallet of shoes a year, and that's, 5,000 shoes. That's on top of all the steel where we hand make shoes. And nails, I don't even know. I mean, I'd have to ask our nail supplier. I just know we burn through cases and cases and cases of nails a month.
The coal is actually coke, a processed coal that's cooked down to heat faster and burn hotter without as much residue. The steel can all be recycled. Included in every course is a focus on intense bookwork, incorporating anatomy and physiology. The school strongly recommends that their graduates go on to apprentice for an established farrier before trying to break out on their own. And then,
our students tend to be at the higher end of the industry in general because they've committed a lot of time to what they're learning.
Judge Bob Pethick, who is a farrier in New Jersey, insists that his interns complete some prior education in the trade.
Anyone that comes to work with me needs to go to horse shoeing school first to get the basics, and then we go from there.
Victoria Salzbach has almost completed the nine-month course and will graduate in March.
My original plan was to go to vet school. I graduated from Virginia Tech in May of last year, and then I decided that I wanted to take a break from school. And I had some exposure to the farrier industry before and worked with some other farriers and realized that this would be a very good fit for me as a job. So I've loved every second of it, and it's been a great choice.
Here are some commonly held beliefs about horse showing that actually aren't true. Hammering the nails into the horse's feet is painful for the horse. All farriers suffer from bad backs, and it's not a job for girls.
This last year, we've had 30% of our population be females, and that's a continuing trend. And it's just really exciting to see that young girls are finding they can do something besides train horses or ride dressage and still work with horses and have a really substantial income. You know, it's a way to work with animals, be autonomous, have control of your career, but yet have a really pretty financially rewarding career. And they tend to be incredibly good students because they're very detail-oriented. They go about it with their heads rather than their hands. They don't try to muscle through it. They really think through everything. And you'll see there's a women's team competing today, and they always place right in the middle. You know, they're not the winners, but they're far from the bottom. And they're really, really inspiring to other girls. So it's really cool to see these girls coming in and holding their own, and some in a lot of ways surpassing some of the men.
Dion O'Brien is a graduate of the school, a farrier by trade, and has now returned to campus to teach.
I think the biggest misconception is probably, I don't think people understand how in-depth it is. I know when I came to school, I grew up around horses all my life and had no clue. I came here because I was going to just have something fun to do on the weekend. And when I got here, I thought, this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. So, you know, I think people see farriers working and they think, well, that looks easy. But it's a little more physically challenging than I think they estimate when they see it done.
Smith agrees, but can't think of anything else he'd rather be doing.
It's just a great trade. It's a great way to make a living, and it's honest work.
And if his kids want to grow up to be blacksmiths, will he encourage them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I'd probably send them to Kentucky Horse Shoeing School.
The school encourages you to take a tour, which you can book via their website at kentuckyhorseshoeingschool.com. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.